And let us now rise for the prayers of the church. And in our prayers this morning, we have got some great praises. As I sent out in my email, we've been praying for Baby Holroyd. Well, Baby Holroyd was born, and Baby Holroyd has a name, too. Baby Holroyd's name is Emmett. Emmett James Holroyd, and he was born on Friday, 9 pounds, 12 ounces. And also, we're going to give a prayer of thanks for our graduates. We have quite a few here. And also, Aaron Rutledge, pastor at Living Faith, had somewhat emergency surgery on Friday. He's stable and doing well, but we want to uplift prayers for Aaron and his family as well during this time. He's going to have a little bit of about a 4 to 6 week recovery time from the surgery. So let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, when you filled the disciples with the Holy Spirit, 3,000 souls were called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified. Likewise, please fill our congregation and the whole Christian church on earth with the Holy Spirit. Renew them that many more would be called by the gospel, enlightened with your gifts, sanctified and kept in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, look with favor upon those who serve out their jobs and vocations in the armed forces. Protect them from all harm and danger as they serve and defend their neighbor. Keep them grounded in faith and Christ's unfailing love. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, please look with compassion upon those who are sick, hurting, facing surgery, or downtrodden. Especially today, Lord, we pray for Aaron Rutledge and for his family, for his wife Crystal and their children, that you'd bless him with this time of recovery and give him strength. Lord, also for Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Chuck, Joel, Max, Laverne, Dee, Warren, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Rich, Bonnie, Sandy, Don, and Dottie. Lord, we also ask and give a prayer of thanks for healthy baby Emmett and for the blessing to parents Robert and Quinn. Bless Quinn with her recovery time and bring that family close together in this exciting time and journey together. Lord, we also uplift those that are graduating and with all the festivities and activities that you bless, travel for families and time together as they celebrate. Visit all those in our congregation that are in distress, grant them relief from pain, and let them fix their eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of life. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give them thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared. The gifts of God for the people of God. You may be seated.